Well, Happy New Year, Miracle Life Family Church. It's so good to come into your homes, to come wherever it is that you are for this service. And we thank God for this wonderful opportunity. Once again, we want to remind you to keep safe and to just follow those golden rules, because we want to see you alive, well, and healthy. And like Pastor Paul says, like Pastor Paul said, in the welcome part of the service, if it's your first time, please do post that comment informing us where you are watching from. We trust that 2022 will be a blessed year, and we look forward for greater things in this year of God's favor and of God's grace. Now, as Pastor Walker has oftentimes said, at Miracle Life Family Church, we never have a theme for the year. We believe that God's purposes and God's plans for us continue right through each successive year. And so I'm not going to be laying today a foundation or a theme for the year, but I hope what I will share with you will stir you up and encourage you to run with greater impetus and greater tenacity towards the plans and the purposes of God for your life, and also collectively for us as Miracle Life Family Church. Let me begin, as usual, by asking a question. I like to ask a question. And the question today, question for reflection, is what constitutes a good year? What constitutes a good year? What, in your view, constitutes or makes up for a good year? We know we say Happy New Year. So what is it that will make this year happy? What is it that will make this year happy for you? What is it that will make this year happy for your family? So that at the end of the year, when we get to December 31st, 2022, you'll be able to look back and say, well, that or this was a happy year. You've got to have some measurements through which you can be able to measure the success and the happiness of the year. Now, it was Jonathan Sachs, a renowned Old Testament Hebrew scholar, a Jewish rabbi who wrote, and I would like to quote him this morning, "The wisest rule in investment is when others are selling, buy. When others are buying, sell." Usually, of course, we do the opposite. When everyone else is buying, we assume they know something we don't, so we buy. People start selling, panic sets in, and we sell too. That is how booms and crashes happen. Charles Mackay called it the madness of crowds. William Trotter called it the herd instinct. And psychologist Solomon Asch showed how vulnerable we are to the urge to conform. So when everyone is going in one direction, it's worth taking the opposite road, the road less traveled. Brethren, the temptation to conform has never been higher. We are bombarded left, right, and center to become like the world. I think in 2022, if we've ever been confronted with the temptation to conform, it's higher this year. But instead of conforming, we encourage you to become. Become all that God created you to be. Become a better follower of Christ. Become a better spouse. Become a better employee. Become a better leader. Become a better follower. Become a better service provider. Become a better team member. Become more generous. Become. Do not conform, rather become. So, you might ask yourself this question, how does one become? Because we are bombarded with the temptation to conform. How do we become all that God has called us to become? Now, there are many biblical ways to becoming, and we could spend a great deal of time examining and studying the ways we can become better spouses, we can become better service providers, we can become better leaders, we can become better servants, we can become better followers of Christ. There are many ways that the Bible will set for us on how best we can become. But I want to suggest to you that devotion is one way to become. And I want to lay to us how that being devoted to Christ can help us become the best version of ourselves, the best version of who God created us to become, all for the praise and glory of His name. And if you would please turn with me to Acts chapter number 2, verse number 42 to 47. And we're going to use that as our launch text, and we're going to look at how the Bible can help us become all that God created us to become. And I want to speak to you today on this first service of 2022 as Miracle Life Family Church on the topic, Become. Acts chapter 2, verse number 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods and divided them amongst themselves and as many as had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Now, verse number 41 of the text that we just looked at, describes the coming of the Holy Spirit. Before you come to verse number 41, you have a description from verse number 1 to verse number 41, which describes the coming of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. The disciples were gathered together in one room, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. This happened in Jerusalem based upon the promise that Jesus Christ had made to the church. And we see from verse number 1 to verse number 41 the fulfillment of that promise after Jesus had arisen and had ascended to the Father. We also see in between those verses that Peter, full of the Holy Spirit, stood up to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, and 3,000 people were added or got saved on that very day itself. And then we come to verse number 42. So verse number 42 serves like a basic summary statement of all of what had happened from verse number 1 to verse number 41. And then the preceding passages elaborate or build upon this foundational statement, which is found in verse number 42. And so what this verse is saying is that there are certain things that the early church did that we can look at and we can learn from. So let's look at that passage a little bit more in detail. So verse number 42 says, they devoted themselves. They devoted themselves. And this means to be dedicated. It means to be committed. What does it mean to be devoted? The word devoted here means to identify with, to be closely associated with, or to attach oneself to a person or to a cause. One way to understand this term, devoted themselves, in this context, in our day and age, is, for instance, the way you have a diehard fan of a football club. Most of you are Manchester United football fans. Some of you are Chelsea football fans. Some of you are Liverpool or many other teams around, from around the world and locally. Now, you have people who are devoted to their football team. Now, for most people who are supporters of Manchester United, many of them have never even been to Manchester in the United Kingdom. They've never been, but they are fully devoted to Manchester United. They know the history of Manchester United. They know what Manchester United stands for, its values, and what the MU coaches have been from this year to that year, and who and how many trophies they've won. That is what it means to be devoted to something. And that's what this word here in the scripture refers to. They became diehard fans. So in other words, the disciples became diehard fans. They signed up for the fan mail. They got the t-shirts. They were carrying the jerseys. They were wearing the hoodies. They followed, they signed up on Facebook. They were followers on Twitter. They followed every Instagram post. They were fully dedicated. In other words, they were diehard fans. Now, attaching that kind of thought to the Old Testament, I mean to the New Testament believers in the first century, can be a bit like, how does that even work? How does one become a diehard fan of Christ. But that's exactly what this scripture is talking about. This is what these people did every day. And if you brought them into a modern day context, that is exactly what they would be doing. They did this every day. And you see, you and I are diehard fans of many other things. We are diehard fans of sports. We are diehard fans of politics. And what this biblical text calls us to do is to be diehard fans for Jesus Christ himself. We think about, we should think about him every day. We should sing songs about him. We should tell stories about him. We should look forward to being with others who love him and others who support him. That is what it means to be fully devoted to Jesus Christ. That everything about us is driven towards Christ. Just the same way you have a diehard fan of Man U who knows everything about Man U. Diehard fans for Jesus must know everything about Jesus. If we have what it takes to be fully devoted followers of a football team, what it takes to be fully devoted followers of the National Football League, we have what it takes to be fully devoted followers of Christ Jesus. That is what it means. You know, I was thinking about this and I said to myself a couple of days ago, a sad day it is in your Christian life when you know more about Lewis Hamilton or about Cristiano Ronaldo than you know about Jesus Christ. I'll say that again. A sad day it is in your Christian walk when you know more about Lewis Hamilton and you know more about Cristiano Ronaldo than you know about Jesus Christ. They were devoted. And Luke, the author of the book of Acts, tells us in verse number 42, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings and to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayers. First of all, the church was devoted to the apostles' teaching. This means that they devoted themselves to the word of God and to the right teaching and to right doctrine, to being taught, to growing, to maturing, and to being led by the Holy Spirit. Secondly, they devoted themselves to fellowship. This means being devoted to community, to life together, to loving, to supporting, and to encouraging one another. This means being devoted to the sense of family. This is why we are called Miracle Life Family Church. Thirdly, they were devoted to the breaking of bread and to prayers. This means that they might have had regular meals together, but more importantly, it means that they celebrated communion together, a very important aspect of Christian devotion. This area of devotion also focused on gathering together regularly, observing the Lord's Supper, worshiping together, singing together, giving thanks together, and prayer. They were devoted. Verse number 43 then tells us that a reverential fear of the Lord came upon the people. In verse number 43 it says, as a result of their devotion, there was a reverential fear that came upon the people. There is something that happens around us and in us when we are devoted to the Lord. The Bible goes on to say that signs and wonders were done through the apostles. In other words, their devotion created an atmosphere for miracles, signs, and wonders. Then we see in verse number 44, this devotion resulted also in unity among the disciples. So in verse number 43, we see that their devotion resulted in an atmosphere for miracles, signs, and wonders. In verse number 44, we see that their devotion resulted in unity amongst the disciples. You see, unity happens when we have love for the Lord and we have love for one another. And then the Lord Jesus Christ said, by this will men know that you are my disciples, when you have love for one another. So you see, there was signs and wonders done because they were devoted. There was unity. But we also see in verse number 47, the Bible says many people were added to the church as a result of their devotion. So it means that the people who were added to the church, it was a result of their devotion to the apostles' doctrines, to the breaking of bread, to prayer, and to fellowship. Many people were added to the church. There is something that happens in our lives when we devote ourselves to the Lord. There is something that happens. There is something that happens in us, and there is something that happens around us. And so in 2022, God has got a plan and a purpose for you. And that plan and purpose has been outlined throughout His Word. God wants you to become all that He created you to become. How do you become that? You become that by being devoted. There is something that happens in you, and there's something that happens through you when you are devoted. And so there are four areas that we'd like to call you to be devoted to in 2022. Let me go through those four areas very, very quickly. One, be devoted to evangelism. Two, be devoted to spiritual growth. Three, be devoted to relationship. And four, be devoted to healing. Let me get into the detail of this. Number one, be devoted to evangelize. Evangelism is a part of the discipleship process. It is the first step of the process. It is the beginning of this process, but it is not a process on its own, which stands alone. It's part of the entire process of discipleship. To evangelize is to share the good news about Jesus Christ with those who have not heard it and those who are around us. Why should we evangelize? Well, we evangelize because Jesus told us to do so. He told us to evangelize. In Mark chapter number 16, verse 15 and 16, Jesus said, "And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." So first and foremost, because Jesus told us to evangelize, we should go out and evangelize. That is the mandate that we have been given. The word go appears 1,514 times in the Bible. In the New Testament, it appears 233 times. In the Gospel of Matthew, it appears 54 times. God calls us to go. We are a going people. We go out to invite people to come in. We go out to rich people. We go out to broken people. We go out to people who are destitute, people who are desperate, and we take to them the loving message of a God who forgives, a God who heals. The very essence of the Christian faith is going. We are called to go forth. Why should we also evangelize? We should evangelize because it is a sign that we love people. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14, For Christ's love compels us. It is Christ's love that compels us. It is the love of God that has been shed abroad in our hearts that compels us to reach out to people in a meaningful way. As we look around, we see people who are struggling to find meaning, who are struggling to find purpose in their lives, struggling with guilt, struggling with fear of death, and so on. And you know, it's like you have with you the answers. And you don't have to give the answers as in how they want them, but you have with you the Word of God, which is the answer. I remember Andrew Crouch sang the song, "Jesus is the answer for the world today." You have with you the answer. In other words, it would be like you and I and many other people were in a desert and were dying of thirst and you come across water. It would be so selfish of you to keep that water to yourself. Wouldn't you want to go share the good news with other people who are thirsty, who are dying, and tell them, "Look, I found the water. We don't have to die of thirst anymore. We don't have to struggle." And that's what we do when we go out to evangelize. We have found the water of life, and we don't keep it to ourselves because there are people out there who are thirsty. There are people out there who are dying. There is something that happens in us and through us when we share our faith. There is something that happens in us and through us when we share our faith. And you see, evangelism boils down to this one word, and that word is love. That is why we devote ourselves to evangelism, to tell others. So if you're looking for something totally exciting and different this year, become an evangelist. I'm not saying become an evangelist by office or by calling or by gifting, but I'm calling you to become an evangelist by virtue of you being a disciple. Become a carrier and a transmitter of the good news of salvation. Take hope to the hopeless situations. Take light to darkness. Take life to things that are dead. Jesus said in Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20, "Go therefore and make disciples." He didn't tell pastors. He didn't tell apostles and prophets and teachers. This instruction is given to all who are followers of Jesus Christ. "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. We devote ourselves to evangelism because you know what? When we evangelize, we grow. Evangelism is a mark of spiritual growth. It will lead you to spending more time with the Lord. It will lead you to taking in more of God's word. Someone who spends time with the Lord and takes in God's word will evangelize. And someone who evangelizes will spend more time with the Lord and will take in more of God's word. So devote yourselves to evangelism in 2022. Another thing that we call you to devote yourself to in 2022 is devote yourselves to spiritual growth. Another great thing that you can do this year for yourself, and not just for yourself, but for the benefit also of others, to become the best version of yourself that God created you to become. So while everyone else is busy talking about the economy and politics, football games, and the future of the world, what variant is going to come, what variant is going to go, do the opposite, even when it's hard. But by the grace of God, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Invest in your spiritual life. Pray. Become a member of a connection group. Study the Bible in depth and with passion. Give generously to the work of the Lord. Open up your home for connection group. Chaos and confusion is the order of the world that we live in today. But for you, take the road less traveled. Do something different. You know, if you keep on going down this road of chaos and confusion, it will lead to further frustration. So switch into another dimension. When one road seemed blocked, it's time to take another. When material conditions are tough, the best investment you can make is a spiritual investment. Paul says in Philippians 4, verse 6 and 8, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Because you become the things that you meditate upon. You become the things that you think about. That is what the scripture means when it says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So when you allow these thoughts, pure thoughts, true thoughts, noble thoughts, just thoughts, lovely thoughts, thoughts of a good report to flow through your mind and your heart, you will become just that. You are responsible for the direction that your life takes. You are ultimately responsible for the direction that your life takes. You know, people say things like, you know, I will get my act together when this and this happens. I'll get my act together when this and this happens. No, you are responsible for getting yourself in that place, for putting yourself in a place where you can allow for that change to happen. Open up your heart. Allow God to work and to move in your heart. Be devoted to spiritual growth. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 to 2, Peter says, therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and evil speaking. Who does laying aside? You do. Notice he says, therefore, laying aside. Or in other words, you lay aside malice. You lay aside deceit. You lay aside hypocrisy. You lay aside evil speaking. And as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word of God, that you may grow thereby. So there are things that you need to lay aside in order for you to take in some new things. So you lay aside the old way of thinking. You lay aside the old way of living. And you take in the new milk of God's word. As you take it, thereby you will grow. Number three, be devoted to relationship. Become a relational person in 2022. Especially in your involvement at Miracle Life Family Church. And I want to speak specifically to members right now. If you're a member of Miracle Life Family Church, I want to speak to you. Be devoted. Here are a few things I want to say to you, especially members of Miracle Life Family Church. Be relational, not transactional. Be relational, not transactional. Don't just come to church and treat church like a transaction. I give you this and you're going to give me this. Rather, seek relationship. Be a part of the household and the family of God. Number two, be one who empowers and not one who exploits. Don't just look out for ways to empower. Empowering through your service. Empowering through your involvement. Empowering through opening up your home and opening up your heart. Empowering through your giving. Be the one who empowers and not just exploits. You see, exploiters take, empowerers give. In the New Testament, we are called to give and not to be takers. Number three, be about family and not just membership and attendance. Be about family. Treat this church, treat what goes on in this church as family business. Your family business, where you are involved, where you know what's going on, where you are sold out, where you are committed. Remember the diehard fans of Man United or the diehard fans of Chelsea or whatever football club that you support. Be like one of those. Rather take that energy and bring that energy to the church. Devote that energy. You know, the energy that you give to Formula One, the energy that you give to soccer, the energy that you give to basketball, bring that energy to the house of the Lord, bring that energy to church, take that energy to connection groups, take that energy to impact and to merge, take that energy to Rhema, take that energy, bring that energy. We need that energy. As we grow together and you bring the energy, we will thrive. We'll be a community which is alive, a bursting hub of kingdom activity, a shining light that goes out from this place to the nation of Zambia and across this continent and around the world. Be about family business. And then number last, be about the big picture and not just the here in the now. Be about the big picture. May the Lord cause you to have big picture mentality. Thinking about what is beyond just the here and the now. Think beyond just your comfort and your discomfort. Think beyond just your likes and your dislikes. Well, I don't like the song that they were singing. Well, it's not about whether you like it or not. Well, I don't like the white and black uniform that the ushers wear. Why can't we wear more bubbly uniform? Well, if they require to wear white and black, just wear white and black and put a black tie on it. You know, well, why can't we have this and this this way? Just be about the big picture. There is something greater at stake than just your likes and your dislikes. Move from doing to becoming. Number last, move from doing to becoming. So many people spend their time doing. Well, I'm doing this. I'm doing this for the church. I'm doing this for God. I'm doing this and I'm doing that. I'm doing that. No, move from doing, become. Become a son. Become a daughter. Become a member of the family. One who contributes with full devotion towards the work of the kingdom. Stop trying hard. Try surrender. You will make friends on whom you can rely and become a part of a community on which you can depend. You know, one of the things that I encounter a lot being a pastor here is I meet people who tell me, you know, I've been coming to Miracle Life Family Church since 1998. I've been coming to Miracle Life Church since 2000. And I'm like, oh, wow, I don't even know you. Like we've never met before. No, I just come and I go. I come and I go. If you are that person, may that end this year. And if you are slipping into becoming that person, may it not happen. May it stop. Become. There is something in you that is needed in this church. And there is something which is around many other people that God has placed in them that you need to become the best version that God created you to become. And then last but not the least, be devoted to healing. Stop worrying about wealth and success and think instead of the blessings that surround you, and you'll find your life flooded with meaning. You'll sleep easy at night. You wake up full of hope the next day. You look at the world and you will see God's glory. You will smile at strangers and they'll smile back at you. You'll worry less. And as you worry less, you will see that your fears will subside as you entrust yourself to the loving arms of a God who is fully devoted to you, because you've become fully devoted to Him. Devote yourself to healing. So many people are hurting inside. Make this year the year that that hurt inside comes to an end. In John 5, verse 5, Jesus encountered a man who was lame from his birth, and he had been laying there, and Jesus walked past him. Jesus stopped and said to him, noticing that he was laying there sick, this is the question that Jesus said, helpless. Jesus asked him, do you want to get well? It's obvious. One might think, well, it was obvious, right? He was laying on his bed. He was lame. What kind of a question is that? No, but Jesus really wanted to get to his need. Now, had that man responded by saying, well, no, I kind of like it laying down here. If you can just buy me 2 loaves of bread, I guess Jesus would have told the treasurer of the treasurer who was Judas, buy him 2 loaves of bread, and that would have ended just there. But Jesus asked him, do you want to be made well? And he responded by saying, I do. And I believe in 2022, God is calling out to you. Do you want to become whole? Do you want to be made well? That inner brokenness, that hurt that you've been carrying from your past. Here are my recommendations for you this year. Consider doing changes that heal. As the year progresses, we're going to introduce another course called Churches That Heal. Sign up for that. Seek counseling for your marriage. Don't wait until it's too late. We have a counseling line. We have a counseling office. We have a counseling team that's available. Trained counselors who are ready to help you. Open up about your struggles. Perhaps you're struggling as a parent. Perhaps you're struggling with addiction. You're struggling with fear. You are struggling with anxieties. Open up about those things. Jesus stands at your door and is asking, do you want to be made whole? And there are people on this other side who are ready, who are available to help you find that wholeness and healing. So in conclusion, as we come to the end of this message, we call you to become. God calls you to become. To become the best version of yourself. Not in your own strength, not in your own might, because it's not by might nor by power. It's by the Spirit of the Lord. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can become all that God has called you to become. When I was thinking about this message, a song dropped in my heart. And I want to quote the words of this song by Tommy Walker, who said about eternal life. He says, this is eternal life that we can know. The God who caved out worlds unknown, that through his Son he bids us come. Come, know his love. This is eternal life that we can seek. A God who meets our deepest need. Our hearts are restless until they find their rest in this great King. A God who shed his blood for us. With grateful hearts we stand in awe and long to make him known. So we cry desperately. We cry earnestly. We will follow hard to know you, Lord. We will follow hard to know you, Lord. And in so doing, we'll experience eternal life. In so doing, we'll experience eternal life that comes from knowing him. Eternal life that comes when we seek him and find him. Eternal life that comes when our eyes are fully opened to the life and the wonder that he provides. So we call you. The Lord calls you to become. You might be watching this service and you're not a Christian. Now, you know, you might think, oh, what do you mean you're not a Christian? Well, being a Christian is not being born in a Christian nation. Being a Christian is not being born in a Christian family. Being a Christian is not being born in a Christian community. Being a Christian is you yourself making a personal commitment to follow Jesus Christ, to repent of your sins, and to call him to be your Lord and your Savior. He's calling you to become. And if you've never done that, We want to give you an opportunity this morning to make Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior, to repent of your sins, to turn from darkness to light. If you've never prayed a prayer inviting Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, if you've never committed your life to Jesus Christ, please don't end this service without doing that. May this service, this first service in 2022, be the beginning of the best days of the rest of your life. So wherever you are right now, would you bow your head and pray with me? You might be in a kitchen, you might be in a living room, you might be in a car. Just pause right now and bow your head and invite Jesus to forgive your sins. Invite Jesus to be your Lord and your Savior. Repent and follow Him. Place your faith in Jesus and become a child of God. Become a follower. Would you please pray with me this prayer? Say, dear God, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I repent of my sin. I place my faith in your Son Jesus. I believe that He died for my sin and He rose again to make me right with you. I thank you that as I call upon His name, I am saved. So Jesus, I call upon your name. I ask you to save me. Make me a child of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And if you prayed that prayer with sincerity from the depth of your heart, we believe without any shadow of doubt that you have become a child of God. Please, in the comment section of your Facebook channel, just write that, saying, I have prayed that prayer with Pastor Benjamin, and somebody will respond to you. If you're watching this via YouTube, there is a number that's on your screen. Please take note of that number. And if you can please text or call that number. If you text, just say, I prayed that prayer with Pastor Benjamin, and someone will respond to you. If you call, just please call those numbers, and someone is going to respond and tell you what the next steps are for you as you have now become a child of God. Well, church family, we are going to take this morning's tithes and offerings. We call each and every one of us this year to really commit ourselves to advancing the work of God, not only through our presence, but also through our participation. And there are three things that we want to implore you to do in 2022. One is continue to pray for the church, continue to pray for the finances of the church, continue to pray that God would use the reserves that He has given us to advance the agenda of the kingdom of God. Number two, we invite you to be present in the things that happen at Miracle Life Family Church. Be present in the activities. Don't just be a spectator, be a participant. And last but not the least, we ask you to participate. And one way that we can participate is through our giving. And on your screens right now are instructions or directions through which you can be able to give. You can give via the mobile app applications, through any one of the three mobile communications companies, or you can make a direct deposit into the bank account, or better yet, you can come physically to the church offices, and there's a safe deposit box where you can deposit your giving. We do want to let you know that your giving is making a difference in the lives of people, and we thank you for advancing the kingdom of God through your obedience. We thank you so very much for joining us for this service, and we entrust you to God's word, which is able to build you up and to give you inheritance amongst those who are being sanctified. May the Lord bless your 2022. The Lord cause His face to shine upon you and be gracious towards you as you become all that the Lord called you and created you to become. We love you and see you next week Sunday. Happy New Year.